Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 13th day of the month of Kislev here in the United States, and already Yom Chamishi, 14th day of Kislev in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel, that the bodies of two of the hostages that are being unjustly held in Gaza be returned for a proper burial without delay. Over the last couple of hours, Hamas handed over what we hope is the remains of one of the hostages. Currently, as we speak in Tel Aviv right now, they are testing to see whose remains they are. And Bezrat Hashem, please God, it is our sincerest hope and prayer that all of them are returned. Additionally, just over the last half an hour, several chayalim, several soldiers, were ambushed and hurt, and so please, as we daven, as we recite Tehillim, as we recite the Mishnah Berurah for the Chayalim, please have them in mind as well. Today's program is generously sponsored. We have two sponsorships, and we are very, very grateful for them. The first is generously sponsored by Adele Hochhauser, in loving memory of her dear grandmother, Fagel Bas Harav Shapsi Olav Shalom, on the occasion of the 50th yahrzeit of her Ptira. As a young widow, she survived the Holocaust with her young daughter, just Adele's mother, being hidden by a righteous Gentile, and Baruch Hashem, she has many descendants of Torah observant Jews. May her neshama have an aliyah, and thank you so much for your sponsorship. Additionally, the program is also generously sponsored by Paul and Karen Goldstein, Sab and Safta, Lili Nishmas, their beloved granddaughter, Malka Baracha, Olav Shalom Bas, Harav Shimon Chaim, Verena Miriam. May her neshama have an aliyah as well, and thank you so much for your dedication to the program. Of course, please keep in mind, amongst all those in need of a Refuah Shalema, Rafal Yitzchak Aaron ben Malka Chana. On behalf of the OU, it is my honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ira Eben of Congregation Oaf Shalom in Merrick, New York. Rabbi Eben, I was not part of the conversation between you and Rebecca, so I don't know if this was scheduled and planned prior or if you're stepping in last minute, but as always, we truly, truly, truly appreciate you and your incredible flexibility to always pitch in. Rabbi Eben will share words of Divrei Chizuk, followed by the recitation of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, Rabbi Eben will lead us in Achenu, both in Hebrew as well as English. That will be followed by the Mishnah Berurah for our Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishnah Berurah L'Cholim. Rabbi Eben will pause for about 30 seconds to give us each the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And with that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Eben.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. And as always, it is an honor and a pleasure to speak to this group and to speak to you. I did not get that much time in advance, but I'm still very happy to be part of it no matter what. My mother-in-law, who you know I do this for, that's my primary audience, she told me I shouldn't mention that I'm the backup, so I'm not mentioning it. But thank you, Rebecca, for calling me yesterday to give me this opportunity. I wanted to speak to you today about this week's portion, Parshat Vayishlach, which has one of the most enigmatic scenes in the Torah. It's the nighttime struggle of Yaakov alone, wrestling until Adalot HaShachar, until dawn, with what's referred to, it's an unnamed adversary. It's referred to as an ish, but it seems to be so unclear. And when he concludes, he emerges not just battered, but he's reborn. He's referred to now as Israel. Kisarita, in Elokim v'Anashim, Batuchah, because he wrestled with God and with men, and he prevailed. And the reality is this is a defining moment in our nation. It is where we get our namesake, Yisrael. And yet, it is such a difficult scene to understand. If you go to the scene, you paint the scene for a moment, Yaakov is absolutely terrified. He is, as we're told in the beginning of the portion, he's told that his brother is coming after all of these years, 22 years, and they're coming to meet him with this encounter. And he has this force of 400 men, mercenaries. And he tells us that Yaakov was incredibly afraid and distressed. And so he tries to do whatever he can. He sends gifts to Esau as a form of appeasement. He, you know, of course, davens to Hashem, and he prepares himself and his family into two camps to prepare for war. And still, on that night, the night before, he finds himself alone by the river of Yabok, and he wrestles with what the Torah calls an ish, which is a man. The Torah doesn't make it easy for us. We don't even know what it is. Who is he wrestling with? Is it an angel? Is it a guardian of Esau? Is it himself? Is it some sort of spiritual being? Or is it God himself, perhaps? We're accustomed to Rashi's interpretation that tells us that he was the Sar Shal Esau, the angel of Esau. But in truth, there are many other commentaries that point to discrepancies in that theory. In the end, of course, Yaakov triumphs over this adversary, whatever it is, and he insists that the adversary blesses him. And the blessing was that Yaakov gets his name changed to be Yisrael. According to Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, the Chatzadok of Bracha, and it's such a beautiful explanation on this, which really I wanted to share with you today. He said that this moment wasn't just a random fight. It was a defining moment. It was when the covenant of the covenantal people truly acquired their identity. Because the name we carry is not, of course, the descendants of Abraham, B'nai Abraham, or the B'nai Yitzchak. We are the B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel. People forged by this struggle, the struggle with God and with man, that is enduring. So why is Yaakov chosen? Because Yaakov is fundamentally us. He is not the paradigm of our nation, the father of our nation, Abraham, nor is he the silent devotion of Isaac, but he is the complexity of a human being who is flawed and self-doubting and conflicted. And yet Yaakov is capable of transformation. We tend to think about wrestling as this type of winning, but the reality is Yaakov's wrestling is not about conquering. Not exactly. And Isaac explains, what happened that night was not primarily a win in authentic or spiritual terms, but it was a becoming, a transformation of his identity. You see, he said, Rabbi Sachs, until then, Yaakov lived in the shadow of his brother Esau. He tried to act like Esau. He tried to take his blessings. He tried to be Esau. As you remember from Parshat Toldot, he tells his father, Ani Esau b'chorecha. I am Esau, your firstborn. All this to receive the blessings of Esau, which were the blessings to receive the fat of the land, the blessing of prosperity. But in the end, the question, of course, is where did that lead him? It led him to Laban's house. He had to run away from his family, and there he tries to accumulate his fortune while fighting Laban and his sons and their jealousy and all the adversity and the challenges that come with it. You see, after the wrestling, Yaakov finally stopped trying to be someone else. As Rabbi Sachs, he accepted who he was. He accepted his place. He was just no longer just the heel grabber, the Akeb, the Yaakov, which also means the schemer, the imposter. He became Yisrael, became Israel, a man rooted in covenant, bound to God, bound to destiny. And yet, there was a limp. Yaakov was injured in this wrestling match. But Yaakov emerges with this limp, which is a scar, but also with a purpose, identity, a sense of meaning that nothing and no one can take that away. As Rabbi Sachs explains, the Torah telling us that that we are given permission, perhaps even encouragement, to wrestle. Because wrestling recognizes that finding our identity and our mission is not always a smooth path. And so Rabbi Sachs writes that night, that trauma, that battle, that shaped Yaakov and shaped us. Because that is when Yaakov emerges with the reckoning of what the covenant is all about. I share this. What Yaakov understood, to clarify, is that he wasn't there to pursue the material blessings that Esau was going to be left with. Instead, he is pursuing a spiritual and a purpose and a different identity. The end of the, when Yaakov gives the blessing, I'm sorry, when Yaakov has the encounter with Esau, he offers him a matana, a present, and a mincha, as it comes from. And Esau says, I don't need this. Yesh li rab, I have plenty. I have plenty. And you take it, he says. You have family, you take it. And Yaakov's response to Esau was, yesh li kol. No, I have everything I can need. I have everything that God has blessed me with. I'm no longer pursuing material wealth. I have a purpose. I have a mission. I have a covenant. I don't need your blessings anymore. This was the moment for the Jewish people that's supposed to define who we are. And the truth is I shared this with you not only as a commentary of the Parsha, but as something that I witnessed yesterday that was very personal, quite phenomenal. So yesterday, my daughter had her tekes, her swearing-in ceremony, after completing basic training in the IDF. I was not present. My wife went in my stead, and I watched it on TV. My daughter was part of a group of 631 young people who were all lone soldiers in our program in Michve Alon. All of them put their lives on hold, their professional pursuits, their financial dreams, put them all on hold for the purpose to serve their country and their nation. This is really what a lesson of our priorities. We live in the United States of America. Thank God we're blessed. And of course, there is this push to make for every 18-year-old to build up their resume so they can go to college, so they can get a job, to do this as early as possible. And these young people chose, because they're not drafted, these young people chose to put all that on hold in order to be able to serve their country and their nation. What they're doing, really, is carrying on the torch of Yaakov to show the world and us what our priorities are and what she should be. Don't get me wrong, my daughter's months in basic training were not easy. They were challenging, and the army is difficult to navigate, especially as a lone soldier. But she emerged a bit stronger, braver, and a lot more rooted. Perhaps with a limp or two on her own after the challenges that they faced, but with an incredible strength, a purpose, and identity. Her story is not exactly Yaakov's story, and it's not Jacob wrestling at night. It's not a divine miraculous, but it is human, and it's real and it's sacred. It's a story of this young generation, these young people reclaiming its place, wrestling with its fears and its challenges, and students choosing to stand tall and to stand for values over the pursuit of materialism. And I am so proud of each and every one of them. And I hope that when we pray for our soldiers, we include my little girl as well. Please join me now in our tefillot. Thank you, as always, for providing that for us. We'll start with the Tehillim Parab Chav. L'Mateach Mizvar L'David. Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzerah. Yaakov Shem Elohi Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrucha Mikodesh Mitzon Yisedeka. Yizkor Kol Mochantecha Volotcha Yibashnesela. Yitin Lechav Lovavecha Vachol Atotcha Yimalei. Yiran Rebbe Shuatecha Vashem Elohim Nigo. Nananai Komish Alotecha. Ati Yadati Ki Yashem Rebbe Shecho Yenim Shmei Gushel Vrat Yishem Vino. Eile Berecha Veile Besutzen Lenach Vashem Adonai Elohim Nesgir. Mekav Benefal Lenach Mekam Nesadod. Adonai Yoshia Hanel Hinin Vion Korinim. Chafkinu. Mizmor leDavid. Adonai roi elosah. Benotesha yabitzeni amei meluchot yimaleini. Nafsi yishov yivinchidu mazai tzedek lomad shimo. Gam ki eilas begitzal mavet lo irara ki ata imadi. Shibtich mishantecha hima yinachamuni. Harach lopamashocha negat harai. Shanta b'shem en roshi kosi ravaya. Ach tov hachesed yidafuni kol yimei chayai. Mishtafti b'rita Adonai liyorach yamin. Kuf chapalat. Shalom alot. Im Avonot Tishmaria Adonai Miyamod, Im Chas Lichal Lamanti Varei. Kiviti Adonai Ketan Hashiv L'Roh Cholti. Nashi L'Adonai Mishon Raboker Hashem Raboker. So Israel Adonai Kim L'Adonai Chassid Adonai Mosadut. U'yifteh Et Yisrael. Mikol Alom Etav. Kof Men Bet. Maskil L'David. V'yotem L'Rat Tvila. Koli El Adonai Ezak. Koli El Adonai Etchanan. Ashmok L'Hanav Sisi Tzareti L'Fanav Agid. V'tativ Alai Rechiv V'atai Yedat V'nitivati. Barach Bi Olai Tamiz Bakli. Abet Jamin Re'evim Rimakir Avad Monot M'meni Ein Doresh Nafshi. Yahti Alecha Adonai Amartei Tamachti Chalki Be'eret HaChayim. Hashiva El Minati Kedot Amod. Atzilin Re'eshbai Kim Tum M'meni. Oti Amimashke Nafshi Lo Dote Shmecha. V'yachtir Tzadikim Ki Tigmal Alai. Achino, Kol Beit Yisrael. Anetumum Betzara Vushir Ve'omdem Bein Bayam Ubein Bayabasha. Amakum Yirachim Aleihem. V'yotei Mitzal Erafach Orecha Alapela Orlashim Adugula. Hashtab Aboz Makovir Benomar Amin. Mishverach Avotenu. Amiris of Yaakov, Hu Yivarech et Chayelei, Tzava, Agana, L'Yisrael, V'anshei Kolchot Adihachon, Omzimu Mishmaratenu, V'ari Elohinu, Midmur, V'non, V'ad, V'don, V'chaim. Mini Yama Gadol, Dabor, Rabba, V'chol, Makom, Shehim, V'yabasha, V'avir, V'yam. Yitain Adonai et Avinu, Kamim, Alinu, Negafim, V'nehem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor, V'yatil, V'chayelinu. Kotar, V'tudo, Gondeg, Amachla. Yishlach, Rachav, V'atzachav, V'chol, Masehidehem. Yabir Sonim et Hashem Yatra Meketu Yishuv Teref and Zafon. The Ganem Katuv Kedmei Lechem Olechem Lechem. The Lechem Lechem Im Vesem Lashiachem. The Numar Amehim. Mishaber Halotinu. Avamitzav Yaakov. Yosef Moshe. Aaron. David Ushmano. Vivarech Vishmarbi in Torah. The Andrei Tzva Haganah Yisrael Vishvaya. Et Kolachinu and Nitzvim Mitzara Vishvaya. Vavor Shukolakam Kadoshahu as Avzeh Mitzvah Bavaram. Vadosh Barachim Malerach Malayim. Yotei mechushek v'tamavet, mosrotayim yinatek unzakotayim yoshiyim, yishevim v'hera v'chik v'mashmotayim, yodil l'adonai chastom n'fotov v'yadom, v'yadom v'kav v'hem mekrav shepatov, uv'dei adonai yishuvon, ulo tziyon n'yogrina, v'simchat olam v'masham, tason v'simcha yasigo v'nachnach v'yagon v'anata, v'nomar amin. Mishaberach avatimu, amit v'yakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, hu yivarech et ha'olim, ביית החולות. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ואחרונם מאפם, חזקם ויחיותם, וישלח מהם מהר רפואה של משמיים, לכל איבריהם וכל בידיהם, וטוב שערכו ישראל, ואת הנפש ואת הגוף, אשתה בגול הזמן קריב, ונאמר אני.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Eben, and you are most definitely not a backup. I can't even tell you and your mother-in-law just how much we appreciate you. Really, really. Thank you so much. I look forward to having you back on. We've got Amir Toshem in the near future, maybe not too near, but exactly when we need you. Also, thank you, Rebecca, for all of her help. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.